Backlash has been fierce against Facebook's move to ban images of a breast cancer fundraising ad campaign featuring topless survivors on the grounds it violates their nudity policy. However, according to Facebook's own guidelines, images related to health, such as breast cancer awareness, are in fact allowed. Isabel Starr reports.
Today, Facebook ruled photos of topless women and a man holding buns and rolls over their breasts as part of a breast cancer ad campaign violates their partial nudity policy. Facebook refuses to run the ads until adequate alterations are made. Breast cancer survivor Lindsay Kennedy, one of the faces in the Pink Bun 2019 campaign, says she was disappointed in Facebook's response and was frustrated with their action, arguing other images on Facebook are far more shocking.
I woke up to the news that Facebook were pulling the campaign, and not just pulling the campaign on the BCNA Baker's Delight official campaign. So I can still post on Facebook any of my connections to it, but to find out that on a national level it had been pulled, I just thought, Facebook, shame on you. And I'm actually quite annoyed that we even have to talk about it. It's ridiculous, and it's left us feeling disappointed. The reason they've given is violation of their nudity policy. When we're only showing skin, it's not being shown in a sexual way. It's showing the damaging effects cancer can have on people. I think that they are too busy trying to be politically correct, to be honest. And I think that they have got double standards, because you see more shocking things on Facebook that don't get pulled.
Dr. Catherine Archer, researcher and lecturer at Murdoch University, specializing in social media and strategic communication, says according to Facebook's own guidelines, images related to health, such as breastfeeding, are allowed, which may be a double standard.
According to their community standards, it definitely says that nudity can be shared for a variety of reasons, including as a form of protest and also to raise awareness about a cause. And they say that they do restrict some images of female breasts that include the nipple, but they do allow things like breastfeeding. So I think they're going against their own policy. I think most Australians wouldn't be offended by this at all. And there's always been a bit of a double standard on Facebook around, particularly around women's breasts and things like breastfeeding. So early on, Facebook did ban things like breastfeeding on its pages, and it has actually changed that. So I think it is definitely a double standard when there is so much violence on there. And also, if you look at Instagram and even Facebook, there is a lot of women posing in very sexual ways, just perhaps with their certain parts of their anatomy covered, but definitely a double standard.
Lindsay says her experience with cancer was made easier by support from the Breast Cancer Network Australia, who provide their services for free from funds received from the Pink Bun campaign. She says even though people have a right to be offended by the photos in the awareness ad campaign, she asks that they take a minute to think about the everyday reality for those who have survived breast cancer and bear the scars.
That was absolutely rock to the core, with two small children working full time and getting diagnosed with cancer. And BCNA are literally amazing. They held my hand through. They sent me this journey pack which had lots of information about what was happening to me. And it was vital as part of my recovery to have something, you know, concrete in my hand. These things are provided free for patients, and without the support of the Pink Bun campaign, you know, there's a chance that part of that could be lost and it might not be as successful. So it's absolutely vital. People that may feel affected by these photos have an absolute right to be. But I just would hope that they take a minute to think about what us survivors have to look at. We've got a lifetime of looking at these scars every day. It's not every day you see the average person on a giant billboard in the middle of Melbourne City. You know, it's usually famous people, but we got a look in this year, and it's absolutely fantastic.
Dr. Archer says the images are already on display at various Baker's Delight stores around Australia, and the attention the campaign has received from this incident may be helpful for the cause.
I think it's getting lots of great free publicity for the campaign. I mean, obviously, for the Breast Cancer Network, it is a problem because Facebook is a huge tool for publicity now. But I think it will still generate quite a lot of publicity for the cause. So I think often, you know, conversations as well around it. So I think it may actually prove counterproductive in the fact that it will actually highlight it more than anything. The images were up at my local Baker's Delight, where you've got everybody going in there from toddlers to elderly people, and I didn't see anyone looking offended. So they're out and in the public gaze anyway, so I can't see the problem with it personally. I mean, they may offend some people, but as I said, there's a lot more perhaps offensive material on Facebook and Instagram that we should be more concerned with.
And that story was by Isabel Starr.